Hello. Welcome to the Unity Spiritual Center of Albuquerque podcast featuring the Reverend Gordon Kyler or occasionally a guest speaker. You can find us online at uscabq.org or by searching for Unity Spiritual Center Albuquerque on Facebook or YouTube. You can visit us in person at 9800 Candelaria Road Northeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And now, Reverend Gordon Kyler.
Thank you, Becca, and our Soul Shine band. Yes. That's a great Christmas wish. And it's a wish that I truly believe can come true with or without and being called Santa Claus, if we have faith. Today's lesson is about faith, even though we lit the candle for peace. And you may be thinking, well, you took last Sunday off and now you're a week behind. It may feel like that. However, peace is what we can step into ourselves after we have used the power of faith. Last Sunday, Michael introduced us to the concept of Advent, the whole process, as an adventure, as a metaphysical unfolding, if you will. It invites us to experience this season in a deeper way. So we continue our journey this Sunday, our Advent journey, looking at what it means to us, why we celebrate it, and why it's more than just something that happens outside of us. It's a process we go through within ourselves. You know, as I was researching this lesson, I discovered something. Advent was not a Christian holiday, a formal Christian holiday, until about the time of the Civil War. It's a fairly new tradition. And yet, in that 150 so years, it has become a profound time of expectation and preparation, not just symbolically for the birth of a child 2,000 years ago, but metaphysically and personally for the birth of our own indwelling Christ. Because that is truly what this whole allegory of a Christmas story is about. Most scholars agree it did not happen in December. It didn't happen the way it's described, but it's important nonetheless. And it has meaning nonetheless, because it represents and symbolizes an awakening to the Christ light in each of us. Advent, Christmas, all of that is truly a journey inward. It's an unfolding process that moves us from an awareness of a birth of a child 2,000 years ago to an awareness of an indwelling glow, an indwelling light, an indwelling spirit. And we begin that journey through the practice of faith. It moves through peace, the experience of joy, and finally the radiant expression of love. It is in that moment that the Christ energy becomes fully manifest on what we celebrate as Christmas Eve, just as a baby was born on some night thousands of years ago. So this candle that we lit last week for faith is also a candle that is lit for expectation. It represents the spiritual gift of awareness and expression of an indwelling Christ presence that moves us to personal awakening. So today we're going to take a deeper look on not only faith, but expectation, because the two go hand in hand and both are sacred. Some people look at Advent as a time of waiting for the birth of the Christ. And it is indeed a time of waiting, but it is not passive waiting. Instead of it is an active, faith-filled, hope-filled anticipation of something greater that is possible. It's an expectation of something greater. Just as in the same way that the prophets held the message of a Messiah in their hearts, we too are called to hold the light of expectation for the manifestation of our own highest good. And when I say our own, I mean our own personally and as a species. And expectation is important. Expectation is that spark that ignites the flame of faith. And that flame burns within us and guides us through darkness of doubt and fear into the light of possibility. You know, over the last couple weeks, I've watched, and I'm sure you've watched, and maybe you've felt it, a lot of fear, a lot of worry about what's going to happen. And people say, well, you got to have faith that it's all going to work out. You got to have something more than faith. You have to have expectation. The word expect, outer vision. What do we see? What are possibilities are out there for us as individuals, for the world as a whole? Charles Fillmore wrote, faith is the perceiving power of the mind linked with the power to shape substance. That's important. We get so caught up in the idea of faith as being the perceiving power of mind, we forget that it is linked with the power to shape substance. And substance is potential. It's what can be. Faith and expectation are not just abstract concepts. They are active forces that do indeed shape the world around us. So guess what that means? That means that if you don't like what you're seeing around you, you have the ability to shape it. You have the ability to influence it. You have the ability to create something wonderful. And so when we light the candles as a symbol of our faith, we are affirming our trust in something unseen, our confidence in divine process, and most importantly, our readiness to cooperate with Spirit. Are you ready to cooperate with Spirit? That sounded kind of weak. Well, we're going to explore this a little deeper, and I'll ask you again towards the end of the lesson. So how do we cultivate the light of expectation within us? How do we ignite that flame of faith? And how do we really trust in the divine order that is unfolding all around us? I know we look out at the world and we still go, this is in divine order? Really, God? What are you thinking? But when we have that understanding of faith, we can expect that something good is coming out of it. How many of you watched the news today and saw the beauty of the restored Notre Dame Cathedral? It was amazing. If you haven't checked it out, check out, especially look at the before the fire pictures and the after. It took a fire to reveal the full glory of that place. The beauty, the light. It was gorgeous before, but it was covered with years and years of grime. And now it shines and is light and spacious. That's what faith does. Faith says that in the midst of the flames, there's something beautiful getting ready to be revealed. In the midst of whatever is going on in your life or around you, there is something beautiful waiting to be revealed. Just as 2,000 years ago, according to the stories, in the midst of a conquered nation, there was something beautiful waiting to be revealed, some truth, something that had been forgotten. So part of this is trusting that no matter what we are experiencing, something wonderful is waiting to be revealed. And so we wait with joyful anticipation. Oh, I know, there's times when we go, I don't feel very joyful about this. That's understandable, and we'll talk about that more in a minute. But we wait with joy-filled anticipation, knowing that the Christ light is always present in the midst of everything, in the midst of everybody. So the role of expectation in spiritual growth is vital. We have to be in that consciousness, that hopeful expectation of something great and wonderful. So let's focus on this spiritual principle of expectation and its role in our journey of faith. When we light that candle, we're reminding us that there is a sacred power in believing in that which is yet unseen. Just as Mary believed in the angel's message of a miraculous birth, and just as Joseph trusted in the divine plan despite the uncertainty, We are invited to cultivate a similar faith, a similar expectant faith in our lives. It's an active principle. It's not simply hoping that something good will happen. It's a dynamic trust in the unseen reality of God's good unfolding in our lives. Again, I'm going to quote Charles Fillmore because it's so important that we understand what he was saying here. Faith is the perceiving power of the mind linked with the power to shape substance. This tells us that faith and expectation work together to transform divine ideas into reality. In Advent, this process becomes deeply personal. Think about the story, the Christmas story. Imagine Mary being visited by the angel Gabriel and hearing these words, "Do not be afraid, Mary." Have you ever noticed angels always have to start with "do not be afraid"? I mean, they, at least according to the paintings, they don't look all that scary. I'm wondering what they really look like. But they always had to start with, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And you will conceive and give birth to a son." And nowadays it says, and you are to call him Jesus. Originally it was Yeshua. But you are to call him Jesus. Imagine that. Here's this young girl, you know, totally out of the blue. Guess what? You're going to have a kid. And Mary's response is a perfect example of expectation and faith in action. And despite whatever she was feeling initially, and I'm sure there were feelings, she said, "I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Now, to put that into probably the language and the meaning of her time, it said, "I have faith. I trust you, God. Let it be. Let it be whatever you say. Your will, not my will." That's trust. That's faith. That's expectation. Mary's demonstrating that faith is not about understanding every detail of a divine plan. It is more about expecting that God's promise will be fulfilled, even when the path ahead is unclear. When we're moving through an experience, we can have the expectation that something marvelous is going to unfold. But we may be back here when, you know, the building's burning down or whatever. And we don't know all the steps we're going to go through to get there. But we expect that we will arrive. Her expectant faith ignited a journey that would change the world. Now, it's important to understand that there is a difference between positive expectation and negative expectation. Mary could have said, "Oh my gosh, why is this happening to me? Woe is me. I'm unwed. I'm going to have a child that doesn't go over so well in our culture." And Joseph could have said, "Oh my gosh, you know, now what do I do? Oh, this just isn't going to, my peers are not going to like this." That's negative expectation. But they had positive expectation. You see, expectation always is at work in our lives. Always. Every minute of every day. Whether you're consciously aware of it or not. And it can either reflect faith in the good or fear of the worst. In Unity, we say all the time, thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. What thoughts are we holding? What expectations are we holding? Positive expectation aligns us with the flow of good. It puts us in that flow. It's the fertile soil in which the seeds of faith can grow and bear fruit. Negative expectation, on the other hand, moves us out of the flow or even blocks the flow. And the light of faith then works as well, just in the opposite of what we want it to do. That kind of expectation dims the light of faith and creates barriers to our own spiritual growth. You know, I'm reminded of the story of Jesus and the woman who was healed of the issue of blood. She had suffered for years with this illness. And yet her expectation of healing propelled her to reach out and touch Jesus' garment. And some of you may remember a couple years ago I did a series on this. She had even more faith than that. She had the faith that she would break through that crowd of men because the women were not allowed on this to be in the front when a parade came by. She had the faith that she would be able to push through that without getting killed for it and actually touch his hem. So it was more than just faith that he could heal her. It was faith that she could do what she needed to do to get to that expectation. It's a powerful lesson. Her faith and expectation were rewarded when Jesus said, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Your faith has healed you." If you notice, every time he did a healing, he didn't say, "I healed you." He said, "Your faith has healed you. Now go in peace and be free from your suffering." Her story teaches us that expectation is an essential ingredient in faith. Without it, faith is dormant. With it, faith becomes a catalyst for transformation. And Advent offers us a unique opportunity to cultivate this light of expectation in our own lives. It reminds us that even in the midst of waiting, there's an active role we can play and must play. Expectation is not passive. It requires us to affirm our trust in divine order. We do that through prayer and meditation. We align ourselves with the truth that God's timing is perfect. Anybody ever said, "Oh, come on, God, hurry up"? God's timing is perfect. We visualize the good we desire. We have to have a vision, an expectation of what it is. When Notre Dame Cathedral burned, yes, there was that time of grief right afterwards. But then there were craftspeople and people with vision who had an expectation of what could be restored and what could be revealed. There were treasures untold that were revealed because of that fire. And they had that vision. They didn't know everything they would have to go through to get to the end. But they visualized the good. Just as Mary envisioned the birth of her child, we too then can hold a vision of what we want to have expressed in our lives. We can prepare our hearts and minds, not just for an external celebration of Christmas, but for an internal realization of the Christ within us. So that faith candle, this power of faith that we talk about, is vital. It represents the light of expectation that guides us through the unknown. Just as it guided the wise men on their journey to Bethlehem. Just as it guided Mary and Joseph to do what they had to do to bring this child into the world and raise it. Faith is also a creative force. It's not merely believing in something. It is knowing. There's a difference between just believing and knowing. When you believe in something, you say, "Yes, that can be. I believe that can happen." But when you know it, you start acting as if it already has, as if it already exists, as already manifest. It's the active power of Spirit working through us to transform divine ideas into reality. And the way we do that is we get into the reality. Charles Fillmore wrote, "Faith is the power to see Spirit in things that have not yet appeared in the manifest realm." The power to see what has not yet appeared in the manifest realm. Joseph and Mary in our Christmas story serve as a living metaphor for that principle. Mary had no tangible evidence that this angel was telling the truth. And yet she trusted completely in the word of Spirit. Same with Joseph. He stepped forward in faith, choosing to believe in the outworking of a divine plan even when his human understanding of it was challenged. And together, Mary and Joseph demonstrate that faith is not about certainty, but about trust. Trust in a divine unfolding. An expectation that unfolding will be perfect. It is said that expectation lights the way and faith provides the fuel. When these two forces align, they ignite the flame that allows us boldly to step into the unknown, trusting that every step will be revealed as we reach it. So how do we do that? Well, first we understand it's not a passive process. It's an intentional process that involves our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions. And there are three ways we do it. First, visualization. Visualization is the tool that we use to strengthen our faith. We get a picture of what it is that we expect. We make it real in our minds because there is no difference between what is real in your mind and what is real out here. We create our reality, and we can create it even before it has manifest. When we visualize the good we desire, we create a mental image that aligns with Spirit's image for what is. Just as the wise men followed the star to Bethlehem, we can follow the inner light of expectation toward our desired outcomes. Another tool we use is affirmation. Words have creative power. When we speak affirmations of faith, we are aligning our thoughts and our emotions with the truth of Spirit. We've talked about this before. Affirmative statements are a high vibration statement. They put us in alignment with the vibratory creative energy that the universe is. And as we repeat those affirmations in our daily practice, we strengthen our trust in the power of Spirit working through us. We strengthen our trust in the vibration of the universe. Give you some example. Faith lights my way. I trust in the good that is unfolding in my life now. Hear that difference? It's not the faith that in a good that is unfolding in my life next Tuesday, or after Christmas, or after the first of the year. No, now, in this moment. We back that up with another tool, meditation and prayer. Meditation and prayer allow us to connect to the divine presence within them. It is in the stillness that we can release doubts and fears and replace them with a deep sense of trust in God's goodness. Prayer is the act of turning focus towards Spirit. Myrtle Fillmore said this, "Prayer is the most highly accelerated mind action known." The most highly accelerated mind action known. So when we are praying in faith, we align our minds and hearts with the infinite power of Spirit, allowing divine ideas to flow from Spirit into our consciousness. You know, as we reflect on the Nativity, we see faith woven into every element of the story. The shepherds left their flocks to follow the angel's announcement. The wise men journeyed across great distances, trusting in the guidance of a star. Even the innkeeper, although he couldn't find a room, made space in his stable, creating a sanctuary for the Christ child. In each case, faith was the key that unlocked the fulfillment of a divine promise. And it's the same for us. When we ignite the flame of faith, we create space for Spirit to work through us, bringing forth gifts then of peace, of love, of joy, not just for us, but for the world. Because as we get into that consciousness, we empower those around us to get into that consciousness. Now, we will be faced with doubts and challenges. Oh, you didn't want to hear that, did you? I don't care how much faith and expectation you have, we will be faced with challenges and doubts and fears. Yuck. Life's challenges, though, serve a purpose. All of those serve a purpose. They strengthen our faith. They give us the opportunity to practice, the opportunity to really step into what we believe, to really say, okay, I don't know what to do with this situation, but God does. And I'm going to trust and have faith that I will be guided each step of the way as I need to be by God. Doubt's a natural part of all of our spiritual journeys. As I said, though, it's what deepens our faith. We are given the opportunity to affirm our trust in God. You know, Unity teaches us that faith is not belief without proof, but trust without reservation. Hear that? It's not a belief without proof. It is a trust without reservation. Think about Joseph when he learned about Mary's pregnancy. His initial reaction was one of fear, one of uncertainty. And yet through divine guidance, he moved from doubt to trust and became a vital part in that unfolding story. So when doubt arises, what do we do then? Well, we use our spiritual tools. We use prayer and affirmation. Affirmations like, God's will for me is good. That's a powerful affirmation. I trust in the divine process. I trust. That moves us from a focus on fear to a focus on expectation. We have community to support one another. We've talked about that several times in the last couple weeks. But one of the ones that I haven't mentioned yet is remember past miracles. How many of you have had miracles in the past? Oh, they may have been small, and you may think, oh, that wasn't a miracle. But it was. Reflect on the times that faith carried you through challenges. You didn't know what was going to happen. You didn't know how you were going to get through. But you had the faith that you would. And sometimes God rings little bells for us. Faith is a steady light. It doesn't mean we will never face challenges, but it does mean we can face them with the assurance that Spirit is with us every step of the way. Like the Advent candle of faith, our trust in God can remain steady and unwavering, and nothing can blow it out, especially when we are living in the light of expectation. When we're in that light, we become a beacon for others. As that Christ light shines within us, it radiates outward, touching the lives of those around us. So what does it mean then to live in the light of expectation? It means our thoughts are aligned, our words are aligned, our actions are aligned with the truth of Spirit. It means trusting that the same divine power that brought forth the Christ child is at work bringing forth the Christ you are, is at work guiding you towards your next higher level of expression, your next higher level of understanding. Unity says, God's will for me is good, and I now accept that good. One of our five basic principles is God is good, and His will for us, or its will for us, is good. That's the essence of living in expectation, accepting that good is always present, even when it doesn't look like it. I use the example of Notre Dame Cathedral. There's so many others, many in your own personal lives. And we could look at the world around us with all the chaos and with all the worry and with all the concern and know that something good is unfolding in the midst of it. Whether it is a healing, a reconciliation, the manifestation of a long-held dream, these moments remind us that expectation and faith are powerful forces. And you've all had those experiences. So when we're feeling that doubt, remember the times it worked. Finally, embrace gratitude. That's the natural outpouring of a life lived in expectation. When we give thanks in advance for the good we seek, when we affirm our trust in the divine process and open ourselves up to receive. So as we prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ, let us remember that Advent is not just a historical event. It's about the birth of the Christ light within us, each one of us. You, me, everyone. Regardless of religion, regardless of anything else, that Christ light is born in everyone. And that light shines brighter with every act of faith and expectation. There's a quote from the Bible, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works in glory and give thanks to the Creator in heaven." So that faith candle that we lit last week is not just a symbol. It's a call to action. It reminds us to hold the light of expectation for ourselves and for others, to trust in the good that is always unfolding, and to become co-creators with Spirit in bringing forth a world of peace, of love, and of joy. So as we leave here today, may we leave with hearts filled with faith, minds open to possibilities, and spirits ready to shine the light of expectation into the world, because it truly is all about light. Remember the words of Jesus, "You are the light of the world." Merry Christmas.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If you would like to support this podcast, you may do so at uscabq.org.